Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The tips, tools, support, and inspiration you need on your wellness journey. Rewired Radio with Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome. Well, I think in our culture these days, we're all searching for ways to feel better, be healthier, look better, and feel validated in some way. Our guest today is Dr. Sheila Nazarian, a plastic surgeon, and she has her own practice in Beverly Hills. She does reconstructive surgery, hands and burn surgery. She is so amazing in what she does. Welcome to the show, Dr. Nazarian. And I wanted to get right in it to discuss what the difference is between external versus internal validation. How are you?
Hi, Erica. Thanks for having me on. It's an honor. I think that's a great question. I think that gets right to the crux of the whole taboo behind cosmetic surgery and, you know, why people are motivated to go get cosmetic surgery to look better and feel better. So I think it's, you know, very idealistic to say that we shouldn't have any need for any external validation, right? I mean, as in an ideal world, you know, it would only be I'm a good person and only I need to be true to myself, which I think there's definitely some truth to that. But if we're going to be realistic, I mean, everybody needs some external validation. We all need love. We all need to be wanted. And we want people to think, you know, we look good and that's a part of it.
Right. And I just really quick, because I've had a lot of people ask me this, you know, what, like, oh, well, if I look good and people, you know, people view me like I'm a healthy human being, you know, basically dependent whether I look good on the outside, then that's going to make me happy versus no, I do, you know, I have love in my life. I treat myself kindly. I have values and morals that I abide by. And that's more of the internal. Like, so I just want to be clear for people out there that don't understand the difference that we need a little bit of both. We need to feel good externally and then internally, we need to feel good about our actions and we need to feel good about our relationships, right?
Right. I totally agree with you. But at the same time, you know, there are studies done that people that look a certain way, you know, get paid more. People that look a certain way get jobs. I get older people coming into my office all the time. You know, I'm competing with people half my age for this job, and I can't look like this. I can't have all the sagging. I can't have all these wrinkles. And there's been studies to validate that. So, you know, I feel like a sense of purpose for me when I became a plastic surgeon. I thanked all my mentors, and I said, you've given me purpose. I can help people. I have a job that makes me satisfied, and that makes me happy, you know, ultimately. So a job and having that sort of, you know, it's a validation. It gives you purpose. And for some people, looking a certain way helps them achieve that status. And that's just reality, right? So, you know, I think everything, like you said, it takes both. It takes, you know, treating yourself well. It takes having external validation like a job or a lover, whatever it is, in order to make us ultimately happy.
Do you ever have a conversation with people addressing like physical self-care and like regular exercise, eating good, just to kind of,
absolutely.
You know, because that obviously would boost confidence and improve your quality of life if you could learn how to take care of yourself in those ways too.
Well, I think there's, you know, that leads us to the conversation of who is a good plastic surgery candidate. If I have a person that's morbidly obese coming in for total body liposuction, I have a whole list of cards on my front desk with nutritionists and trainers and therapists that can sort of get to the crux of what is causing this person to treat their body so poorly. So I think that, you know, and also in our intake forms, when people come in, we say, are you depressed? Are you anxious? Is somebody forcing you to get the surgery done? I mean, we have sort of red flags that will let us know, okay, maybe there's more depth, something we need to dig a little bit deeper in this person and perhaps not operate on them or not even do any sort of, you know, non-surgical things. So I think it is a total body perspective. And sometimes people joke that plastic surgeons are therapists with a knife, which there is some truth to it, because you can give somebody a lot more confidence with, you know, certain tweaks, if you will. But we're not therapists, and we do need to use our therapists, you know, and our psych colleagues in order to get the person in the right state of mind and to have them be undergoing surgery for the right reason.
Right. And that's fantastic that you're so thorough, because, I mean, obviously you need to emotionally, spiritually, psychologically assess these people that are coming in the door. So I think that is just so professional of you. And that's why I always think so highly of you. I just wanted Yeah, I just wanted to also, so in terms of internal versus external, really quick, do you feel like, I mean, in our society, you know, these women that are getting into their 40s and 50s and 60s, you know, they're saying that, you know, like you said, in order to get a job or in order to find a mate, or, you know, they have to look like they're in their 20s or 30s. So
they have to look in their 20s or 30s, but I think they have to look healthy and, you know, energetic. And I mean, you've seen some of these, you know, faceless patients of mine. They go from everybody telling them, oh, why do you look so tired? Did you not sleep well last night? Are you feeling well? When they're like, I'm fine, you know, but after they get the facelift, they don't look fake. They just look refreshed. And that helps their confidence.
So you don't focus, like, when people are so focused on their age or ageism, you know, it's just so prevalent in our society. So just, I like your approach, which is, you know, to feel healthier, look healthier, you know, feel more confident in yourself versus I have a client who always wants to look like she's 30 years old and she's 50 years old. And I keep saying, why are you so focused on your age? But I think, like you said, it's just, you know, it's all over in our culture, everywhere
you look. Yeah, so I always tell my, you know, especially, you know, the older women or even men. I had a man in the office yesterday, and we were discussing a face and necklace. And I told him wrinkles don't bother me. It's not normal for a 60-year-old man to not have any wrinkles on his face. So when we do your facelift, we're just trying to get rid of the sagging. But I'm going to leave some wrinkles there so you don't look like an alien.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
You know, people have to look good for their age. And I think what happens when people look at plastic surgery and say, oh, it's going to make me look fake, it's because the poorly done ones and the unnatural ones are the ones that you notice. The ones that are done well, you don't think that person's had a facelift. And that's why I think cosmetic surgery gets sort of a bad rap, because the only ones you do notice are the ones that are obvious.
Right. So, I mean, just to highlight that, just looking natural and looking like you are your age, but just fresher, refreshed, or healthier.
Exactly. That's the goal.
Yeah. And so in your practice, what do you see the most people coming in for? What is something that you know is kind of like the norm these days? Because I know some people back, you know, don't talk about the fact they get Botox, or they don't talk about the fact that they do little things here and there. But what is it that you see often? Or
so I think, and then, you know, in every plastic surgery office, and even at our national conference, we discussed that there has just been a huge boom in non-surgical. So non-surgical fat reduction, whether it's with, you know, CoolSculpting or any of the other modalities, Botox and filler has certainly, if started early enough, been pushing back the need for facelifts. We've seen, you know, a little bit of uptick in cosmetic surgery, but, you know, a boom in non-surgical. And people, you know, prefer non-surgical. There's no downtime. It can be something that can be done. They can go right back to work. Or if they're a busy mom, you know, they don't have to explain things to their kids.
Right.
So, you know, we have to keep up with that. And I feel like as surgeons, people expect us, you know, to be on top of what works, what doesn't work, what's effective, what's even cost effective. And I think it's nice to be a surgeon and be offering non-surgical things, because when the patient comes in, I can tell them, you know, I know you're here for filler, but you need a facelift, or vice versa. You know, some people come in for a tummy tuck and I'm like, no, you only need CoolSculpting. You don't need a tummy tuck. But it's nice to have all those tools, you know, at my disposal
options.
So that I can tell the patient what is going to give them their ultimately, you know, best result, whether it's surgery or non-surgical.
And that's so valuable to have an honest plastic surgeon on your side, you know, somebody that doesn't take advantage. Yeah.
No, absolutely. I think to me, it's, you know, it's all about reputation, and it's all about getting the patient to their expectation. And if that's what surgery, great. They need to hear, no, you can't do, you know, achieve what you're telling me without surgery.
Right.
Or,
exactly.
You know what, you don't need surgery. We can just do this. And then they're so appreciative.
Right. Well, thank you so much for this conversation. It's such an important discussion. Could you let our audience know where they can find you?
Sure. So we have a huge social media, which I do myself. On Facebook, it's Nazarian Plastic Surgery. And on Instagram, it's Sheila_Nazarian. And our website is NazarianPlasticSurgery.com.
That's fantastic. Well, I really appreciate you discussing this with us today. And anytime you want to come back on, we'll be happy to have you. This is Rewired Radio on Radio MD. I'm Erica Spiegelman. Thank you so much for listening, and stay well.